Blog Talk Radio.
Right, people, I'm back. I'm Mac, your host McCrowley Matthews, and my co-host Woody Boy Wiramamo. What's up, William?
That's right.
I know, on our side it was cutting in and out, but the audience probably heard the full version of it. But I'm back from a 2 week vacation, and tonight, we're gonna have a little back to school special. Look back at some, our first day of school, some school fights, playing hooky, school crushes, homework. Thoughts on school, your experiences, and of course I'll give you my some of the things that went on my school days as a little boy.
Back, no doubt.
And if
Might
you
even talk.
guys quit.
No, I think we might even talk about the mystery meat, school lunch stuff.
School lunch, yeah. Anything related to school, we're gonna be talking about tonight. And if you guys remember from back in the day, you can give us a call here. Phone number, it's 646-721-9904. So, Will, how's it been going lately?
Doing all right? You?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I'm glad to be back hosting the show. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about some back to school stuff. And as you know, it's September, and later this week. Like what? They have waiting lists now for kids to go to school? I don't remember being on a waiting list. Do you?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it depends on what time of the year you're born.
I mean, you just registered. I thought you just registered and then you went there when school's ready to start, you just go. I didn't know there was a waiting list. But first day of school. Like,
Sure.
what would you say would be your best first day of school out of all your 18 years, or should I say 21 years of going to school? Well, it's not even 21 years because you start at 5, right? You start school at
Yeah.
5 and then you finish at 21, 22. So it's really your best day of school, other than getting a girl pregnant on the first
Well, besides those, let me see. I don't know. I'm usually nervous on those days because I'm meeting new people, wondering, how the girls are gonna be, who I'm
Oh,
gonna be
yeah.
friends with, stuff like that. You get a little nervous because you don't know what to
Yeah.
expect.
When did you start, like, and then, like being excited that you would see a new girl that you might like.
Ever since kindergarten, pretty much. I'm
You're
serious. I'm serious.
lying. You're
I never
lying.
went to when I was 4 years old, even before kindergarten, I was,
Wait, okay, let me wait.
girls.
So
I'm
you're
serious.
saying.
You think I have cootie? Nah, I never had a cootie phase.
No, okay, you're lying. Okay, you're
I'm
saying that.
serious. I'm serious. I know that's rare. See, I like girls
Wow.
ever since 4 years old.
I know, well, of course. I mean,
Yeah.
all
Well,
the
I'm saying
boys
that
like
because
girls at an early age, but I
I'm
mean.
just saying, that's when I started. That's my early memories for as long as I can remember, actually.
Because it's like at their stage, it's like a love-hate relationship with girls. Like,
Yeah, but nah, I never had that.
you want to be friends with them, but at the same time, you want to give them noogies and punch them in their stomach.
Nah,
At the same
I know that happened to with a lot of guys, but.
kindergarten for you, then for me it was high school. Like when I went to a new high school, that's when I said, maybe I might meet a girl I might actually like in high school. And all the girls turned out to be ghetto and hood rats. No, but there are some good-looking girls there in my high school. But I mean, for the most part, there wasn't any girl there that you'd want to marry, you know, or you should, you know, be. Her name was Azure, and you know, I found out later, you know, when I had a MySpace account, you know, I searched for her name, and I found out now she has a kid. And, you know, that kind of broke my heart there because I thought she'd be single and maybe I could contact her and add her as a friend.
And rekindle that relationship.
Yeah, you know, maybe be her boyfriend and, you know, give her a kid.
You could get a DeLorean and go back to the future and prevent it from happening. And holla at her then.
Who knows, man? She could have had that kid in high school. Who knows? That was a big ass kid that I saw in the picture. But yeah, she was during my whole 3 years at the high school. She was the only girl that, like, when I saw her, like, I just had a crush on her.
Right.
You know, that's something, you know, if I had a DeLorean, I would take it back to high school and change some things and probably act her out, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, what can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that happens. But, yeah, I mean, that's I would say going back even further, maybe4 years instead of 3 years. What am I talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about junior high school when you mentioned this.
Yeah, I'm at high school. Sorry, not junior high. It was 9th to 12th grade. But going back farther than that, I mean, I would say as far back as 5th grade, that's when I started, you know, having feelings for girls. So, like,
right.
That's when I started having that lovey-dovey feeling, you know.
Yeah, that's natural. I mean, on the other hand, I started out a lot early.
Man, come on. You can't say feeling like a, you know, you start feeling something for girls, you know, like, I don't know, like a love, you know, like a love crush, a lust for them, you know.
Well, lust, I mean, that's kind of too young for that. I mean, back in the days, a kiss was like, you know, the major thing. Lust, I mean, that's kind of a strong word.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm. Hey, maybe she could be my girlfriend, or maybe she could be even my future wife. Maybe. There's this one girl in 5th grade. Her name was Moya.
Mm-hmm.
Man, girl had some big ass titties for a 5th grader. Like, goddamn. She had some big boobies for a 5th grader. And all the boys in the class liked her, man. She was like the class host. Did bang a couple of boys because, you know, there were rumors around this, but she was the prettiest girl by far in the class. Could have been the prettiest girl in the whole school, probably, but, you know, she probably was doing stuff with the other boys, taking them out, you know, behind the back and kissing them, having kissing contests with them, you know, a park episode, you know, but, you know, I never got to really talk to her like that. A 5th grader. All I gotta say. Jesus Christ. I don't mean to say the Lord's name in like that, but you know, those titties are freaking hallelujahs.
Oh my.
You know, it's like, damn, this girl. And you know, I tried to search for her on MySpace and Facebook. I still haven't seen her yet. But who knows? But what about you? Is there, like, a girl that really stood out you know, early on in elementary or junior high or high school for you?
There's a lot of girls.
Yeah, like one girl, like you said, damn, I wanna bang the crap out of her, make her be my boyfriend, and have sex with her.
I think that was before I really knew much about that.
Really?
I think I started learning about that at like high or so.
Well, I learned a lot about sex in high school. I mean, I didn't know anything about it. I just know I didn't want it to do it, you know? But, every year there's like a cute girl that you had a crush on. I mean, but those two girls really stood out. Aja in high school and Moya in fifth grade. I mean, there's another girl. I told you about her before. She's it was either second or third grade. Like, her name was Jasmine, and like every boy had a crush on her. I had a huge crush on her. She was tall. She was Indian. She had the nicest Indian hair and. And later on, I found out, you know, in junior high, you know, she looked like a crackhead almost.
Oh.
I told you about her before, right?
Oh, right. You did say something like that. I didn't know that particular person. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, she didn't turn out to be, later on in her life, she didn't turn out to be so good-looking as she was back in elementary. But, which is supposed to be the opposite. You're supposed to get... She looked like a crackhead. She was hanging out with the wrong crowd. She was smoking weed. This Jasmine in junior high, she was a totally different Jasmine that I remember back in second or third grade.
Maybe you caught her on a bad day.
No, she was like that throughout the whole junior high. The whole junior high, she was like that. Serious. She was hanging out back crowd. Smoking weed and like smoking, hanging out outside, you know, not going. Sometimes she wouldn't even go to school. She would just do her whole, like, just cut school. And, you know,
yeah.
I don't know where she is right now, but maybe she could have changed. But
yeah,
at that time, she was not heading in a good direction.
Hopefully she did. It will do change.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. I mean, I still have her in the. Search for her, see, you know, if she's on Facebook, see how she's doing, but I hope the best for her.
That's cool.
One of my first prospects.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, school, it was a lot of crushes, you know, a lot of fights. I remember one of the greatest fights I've had was a fight that I actually lost. Junior high in sixth grade, and I was like, I don't know what was getting into me, but I was trying to be a badass in my first year of junior high. I was getting into fights almost every day. I was cutting school. I was not going to class, talking back to teachers. So I got pre-suspended and suspended a lot during my first. I was hardly in school.
Wow.
And one day, I don't remember if it was in the fall or spring, but one of my and he was big. He was like 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot kid in junior high, and his hair was graying. He had gray hair for some reason. You know, kids used to make fun of him. Oh, how old are you? Are you old man or something? You know, we used to just joke around with him, you know. And one time in a schoolyard during lunch, we were playing with him, and he got mad. He thought I kicked. Then we started fighting out of nowhere. And then I'm thinking to myself, wow, I can't fight this kid. This kid's like, he has me beat by like 10 feet almost.
Yeah.
That's huge. You know? So I could hardly fight him, you know. So the best thing I did was like, when he was about to throw a punch at me, I ducked and I somehow slid behind him and I jumped on his back. And you know how. Into the fence, you know, near the schoolyard that was a brutal fight that I had with him. That's the only thing I could do was climb on his back and spit at him. That's all I could do to defend myself.
Spit on him, you said?
Spit on him. Yeah, like a bitch, you know. All the kids started surrounding us. They're like, oh, fight. Yeah,
oh,
Rem, Rem is back some more into the fence.
Oh, man.
It was brutal, man. It was like, while I was on his back, I was also throwing some punch into his head. You know, like Dolph Ziggler would be the Big Show, you know?
Well, yeah, I assumed that. And then just spitting on him, I mean.
Right.
Throw a few punches in there.
Here's a messed up thing that happened when I was on back him. Well, after he finished ramming my back into the fence, he threw me off his back forward onto the floor, onto the cement floor, and you know, started punching on me, and then someone came and broke it up.
Oh, man.
That was a brutal fight.
Face what?
Yeah, he started punching me in the face. I tried to punch back and. Was one of my greatest fights because, I mean, like, I didn't give up, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
This kid had me beat by, like, a feet or 2 feet, and, you know, I still managed to survive, you know, so.
It was
like a cage match. It was.
Was either of you bleeding?
No, there was no blood at all. I mean, there was spit. But there was bouncing off his head.
Oh, man.
It was not phasing him at all. He was just throwing punches. He didn't care.
Oh, man.
But, like, the thing is, like, after the fight, some people are, like, giving me props. They're like, oh, man, you fought that big kid. I can't believe you did that, you know? You're, like, you know, high-fiving me and giving me a pound just for fighting him, you know? Like I told you, I was a troublemaker that year. So the principal, the dean, I should say, he thought I was the one that started a fight with him.
Mm.
And I was telling him, look how big he is and look how small I am.
For real.
But I'm the one that got suspended.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Yeah, so that was one of my greatest school fights, but it was a brutal one.
Man. I mean, this boy, who I was friends with, he was saying that I liked this girl, but I didn't like her. I mean, you know, so I got upset and
wow.
He kept bugging me, and I was telling him I don't like her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So me and him, you know, pretty much got in a fight. And the first time people, like, this was, like, in junior high, so this was, like, the first time people ever saw me in a fight.
Wow.
It was shocking, you know.
Did you really like the girl, or was he just...
No, I really didn't like that girl.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't like that girl, and, you know, he was just... you know, teasing me, and I kept saying I don't like him. I don't like her, and he just kept, you know, you know, I did get in trouble, and you know,
mm-hmm.
we did later, you know, become friends again. So
that's cool. That's cool. It's really cool. Yeah, it wasn't as brutal as my fight, but you know, every kid gets to a fight now and then in school, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's so over stupid things, you know?
Exactly.
Like if you're play fighting and then it turns real.
Exactly.
Or... but we were talking about girls are like hot teachers. Like, who's your hottest teacher that you've ever had in school?
Yeah, mine would have to be my fourth grade teacher.
Black?
No, she was I think I had a Hispanic. I assume Hispanic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine was Hispanic also. She was Miss. Black. She looked like a Hispanic version of Jennifer Aniston a little bit. But I think she looks better, and you know. Very, very pretty, very young. Could have been in her early 20s at the time.
Yeah, mine definitely had to be that age also.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is that I went to search for her on Facebook a couple months ago. That was my chances. But that was my finest one. And, of course, there was this other one in Brooklyn College. You remember her, Professor Matthew.
Yeah.
You actually saw her face-to-face.
Yeah, but briefly.
Yeah, but you didn't see her when she was blonde, man. If you saw her when she was blonde, that was her best. She looks actually better with the blonde instead of the...
time.
I forget. I don't even remember. But there's this other Indian, female Indian teacher I had like in junior high. I think it was in 8th grade. She was a really cute teacher. She was a sidekick for one of the teachers, and had a very pretty face. Kind of looked like an Indian version of Mila Kunis. And the things we were talking about doing to her, and I can't even see on radio. Yeah, she was pretty. God damn, you know what, man? I wish I had a DeLorean so I could freaking travel back and do some things differently.
You'd have to be the present you.
That's true, yeah. I could go back right now.
You'd have the same exact kids that you did back in those days.
You never know. Of all these kids these days, in their teacher, I could have had a chance, maybe.
Highly unlikely.
You never know. Never know. Never know, though. Anything's possible. I mean, we had, I told you this, in junior high, there was this 8th grade teacher. He was banging girls in. kept it a secret amongst each other.
That's messed up.
And his name happens to be Mr. Clark. Not Morgan Freeman, Mr. Clark. But this was like the opposite of that Mr. Clark.
Yeah, you do not want to lean on him.
No. On Facebook, people still talk about him to this day. They're like,
wow.
Yeah, we used to hear stories of him messing with girls. There were a lot of stuff going on. There were students banging students, you know, that teacher banging female students. So, like I said, I probably could have had a chance banging Miss Veneer. Who knows?
Allegedly.
Never know. Well, only if I had a time machine, right? But, yeah, I mean, a lot, those schools. That was a nightmare for us.
Yo, you remember those commercials, those back-to-school commercials with the "It's the most wonderful time of the year"?
Man, I hated those commercials.
I hated those commercials, too, because once you see those commercials, you know it's back-to-school.
Yeah, you knew it was back-to-school, man. First day of school, you always had the butterflies in your stomach, and you never wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
But once you got the day over with, then it was okay. You couldn't wait to go back home.
Exactly.
I didn't even have my supplies because my parents were they were so cheap. They didn't want to get me the books that I wanted or loose leaf paper that I wanted, you know. Fucking kids would come to school with binders and 300, 400 pages of loose leaf paper. I come to school freaking notebook, little black and white notebooks, small notebooks that you. Like, if they could just take out, I have to rip mine out.
Yeah, those composition books are good for drawing.
Tell me about it. Oh, I did. That's why I cut school so much. In the junior high, that first year I told you, I cut school a lot. I cut school, I went to Coney Island, and these three little girl bitches took my money. They stole my money. Like, what happened was, I was on the boardwalk of Coney Island, and I was about to buy some peanuts. And as I'm getting these girls, they're just standing there. They're talking to the people, the store people, to give them free peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not for you, it's for my peanuts. And they just take it away from me. Like, and because they took the dollar away, the guy who gave him, who was about to give me the peanuts, he took it away because they took the dollar away. Because
what?
I couldn't pay for the peanuts.
Who took the dollar away?
The girls, they took the dollar away. I was about to give the dollar to the guy, right? But those three bitches grabbed it at the last moment, and the peanuts that I thought I was getting was now taken away from me because those three yentas took my dollar away from me. And because of that, I went hungry.
Damn.
I would kill them. Once starting, that was my only freaking dollar. I had nothing to eat the rest of the day because of those bitches. See, they're glad I have a semi-automatic, my fucking book bag.
Yo, how'd you feel if you saw them again? Except that they're now fine.
Okay, how fine they look like. I'm going to get my payback.
What about they change and, or, you know, actually nice girl they learn from? Like,
that's still, I don't care. Like, I'm going to tell you, hey, girls, you remember when you stole my dollar when I was hungry and I wanted peanuts? Well, guess what? And then I pull out my revolver and I shoot everyone in their stomach. And be like, I'm going to keep this PG rated. I'm not even going to say. You know what? Instead of killing them, you know what the best thing to do? Take back their money.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend like I'm some kind of like, I'm like accepting donations for a fundraiser. And I'd be like, haha, this is what you get for stealing my money from back in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I run with their money.
That's the
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I'm not a shooter. I'm not gonna kill those people like Dark Knight. Just steal their money. So, but whatever. It's in the past now. So, but you know, then again, if they're really fine, you know, then like, you know, I'd probably consider having sex with them.
I know you'd forgive them. Oh man.
Yeah,
like I'm
so
after my teeth now.
Well, yeah, so let's wrap up the show. Anything else you got to say about first day of school? Any advice for these kids going back?
Be cool, stay in school, and check out my show tomorrow, Sports and the Legend, 6 p.m. on on blocktalkradio.com.
Pass your tests. Have sex with your girl crushes. Be good.
When you're an adult.
And I'll see you next week. And next week, going to do a special episode of I'm going to do I'm Mac on the Street next week.
That should be fun.
Special afternoon edition is going to be at 2 p.m. next week on Saturday. I'm Mac on the Street. So check that out. We'll see you next week.
Peace.